Foxton Readers Level 1, A Surprise at the Museum, by Kelly Townley. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Detective Dan was at work. He was at his desk. He was a detective. It was his job to solve crimes. Today was his birthday. He had a coffee and a donut. It was a special birthday donut. Before he ate his donut, the phone rang. Ring, ring. Detective Dan answered the phone. Hello, he said. This is Detective Dan. It was his friend Jean. She worked in the museum. Come quickly, said Jean. Why? Said Dan. What happened? There was a theft at the museum, she said. A thief took a special statue. Dan was excited. He was a detective because he loved to solve crimes. Do not worry, he said. I will find the special statue and arrest the thief. He ran out of the door. Then he ran back in to get his coat and the donut. Detective Dan went to the museum. The museum was big. It was old and special. It was made of grey stone and it had columns outside. Inside the museum, there were lots of special old things. When Dan got to the museum, it was very busy. Lots of people visited the museum. It was very popular. There was a queue to get in. Detective Dan went to the front of the queue. There was a security guard. The security guard was not happy. I need to get inside, said Detective Dan. No, said the security guard. There is a queue. You must wait your turn. The queue was very long. Dan did not want to wait. There was a crime to solve. Someone took a special statue. He needed to find the statue and arrest the thief. You don't understand, said Dan. It is very important. I need to get inside the museum now. The security guard folded his arms and shook his head. No, I will find another way in, thought Dan. He saw a van. There were boxes inside. People took the boxes inside the museum. Dan picked up a box. He went to the door. There was another security guard. Where do I put this box? Said Dan. The security guard pointed inside the museum. Put it in there, please, she said. Detective Dan smiled. He was clever. He found a way inside the museum. Detective Dan was inside the museum. He saw a police officer. The police officer was outside the function room. The door was closed. Dan went to the officer. The officer saw him and looked worried. I'm sorry, Detective Dan, he said. You can't go in there. Why not? Said Dan. A woman arrived. It was Jean. She had dark brown hair. She wore a blue dress with high heels. There you are, she said. She took him to the gallery opposite the cafe. This was the scene of the crime. The statue usually stood on a plinth in the gallery, but someone took the statue, so now the plinth was empty. We looked at the security cameras, said Jean. The statue was there before 7 a.m., but after 8 a.m., it was gone. Someone took the statue between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Detective Dan got out his notebook. He listened and took notes. There are no broken windows or doors, so someone inside the museum took the statue, said Jean. There were four people inside the museum between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. Who are they? Said Dan. They are the cleaner, the night security guard, the waiter, and the ticket seller, said Jean. These people were suspects. One of them was the thief. They couldn't go home. Dan needed to interview each one. I will ask them questions, said Dan. I will find the truth.